This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
More massive action from Uncle Sam.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We continue this morning with Fallout, our special coverage of the financial crisis. Today, a surprise move from the Federal Reserve and central banks all over the world, a coordinated interest rate cut. From New York, Jeremy Hobson explains.
The coordinated move cuts rates by a half a point in England, Europe, and Canada, and here in the U.S. The federal funds rate drops to 1.5%. It's been at 2% since April. But today, tangible fears of a global economic slowdown have trumped fears of inflation.
Central banks don't know what else to do.
Gary Schilling is president of an economic consulting and investment advice firm. He calls this phase four of the economic slowdown, the globalization of the recession. He calls the Fed's move symbolic and says central banks have now exhausted most of the tricks in their bags.
This is a classic liquidity trap. The Fed is pushing on the string. The banks simply do not want to lend to each other, much less anybody else, and the central banks are really impotent.
Still, some Fed watchers are predicting yet another rate cut by the time the Fed meets later this month. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Some good news this morning from the housing market of all places. Pending home sales rose more than 7% in August to their highest rate in over a year. Of course, a lot has happened since August, and investors don't seem very impressed. Even that rate cut Jeremy talked about isn't doing the trick. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1.7% this morning to 9,285. It's lost a quarter of its value this year. The NASDAQ is down 1% to 1737. The S&P 500 down 1.75% to 980. And things are looking dismal in Europe. London's FTSE is off 4.5%. Today, the UK unveiled its own bailout package. Britain will buy up as much as $88 billion worth of stock in eight British banks. David Buick is a money manager at BGC Partners in London. David, how would this work?
Well, the way it would work for an old capitalist like me is a horror story, to be honest with you, because in the circumstances, it's not a bad deal. In the long term, I think it will be greeted with a certain amount of cynicism, because when something is semi-nationalized, it restricts the management in its business plan. And also, it dilutes the equity of the existing shareholders, who have seen catastrophic losses on their shares during the course of the last year and a half, and are not very happy to have seen what's happened in the last two or three days.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, because the markets have not reacted that well to the plans. It doesn't seem to have helped that much.
Yeah, but we're late out of the starting gate. Because the US government had no contingency plan after Bear Stearns to shore this up in a really serious... I mean, this was obviously going to be a horrific problem. And everybody behaved like ostriches, stuck their head in the sand, saying, this is a bad dream, it's going away. And it never was. And that's my issue with the UK government. They did the same. They stuck their head in the sand. It's nothing to do with me, mate. It is. It's to do with everybody. And it's the abrogation of taking responsibility immediately is what's exacerbated this problem on a global basis.
Do you think we're going to have to see sort of more sweeping action from central banks?
I think the central banks are absolutely key in the next 6 months. We need them for liquidity, not for solvency. Some of these banks are in quite good shape, funnily enough. It's just the fact is, because the system is shot to ribbons, that they can't raise deposits because everybody's clean out of confidence and clean out of trust. You get the confidence and the trust restored, and the show will be back on the road absolutely like a, you know, rocket.
David Buick is a partner at BGC Partners. David, thank you for talking with us.
It's a great pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
The economy was a major theme in last night's presidential debate. Here's Senator Barack Obama.
I think everybody knows now we are in the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And a lot of you, I think, are worried about your jobs, your pensions, your retirement accounts, your ability to send your child or your grandchild to college.
And Senator John McCain unveiled a whopper of a plan to help homeowners.
I would order the Secretary of the Treasury to immediately buy up the bad home loan mortgages in America and renegotiate at the new value of those homes, at the diminished value of those homes, and let people make those, be able to make those payments and stay in their homes. Is it expensive? Yes. But we all know, my friends, until we stabilize home values in America, we're never going to start turning around and creating jobs and fixing our economy.
The estimated price tag on that, by the way, $300 billion. During the debate, candidates took questions from voters, and we thought we'd check in with some of our own listeners. Texas resident Dan Ouellette says the job market is his biggest economic concern. He's been hunting for months.
Out of 250 resumes, I got one phone call. I'm at wit's end. I've applied at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, but they look at my resume and they automatically assume I'm overqualified and I would leave as soon as I found something better.
Jesse Eustace from Durham, North Carolina, told us what her economic indicator was.
When I saw that gas prices were going down, that really scared me because I know that what happened in the Depression was prices went down. And that's bad news.
And Wendy Harris is from upstate New York. She says all of those billion-dollar bailouts aren't sitting so well with her.
How many people have lost their American dream? Poor people who hoped to have their first home and got sold these junk mortgages. That's the tragedy and the criminality of all of this. And I can't stomach the idea of bailing out these people who have made millions personally at their expense.
We'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop us a line, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.